The world is coming to Pittsburgh. A major meeting of leaders from the world's most important financial countries is just months away. Good evening. This announcement came from the
G20. Protesters may have broken into another vacant building in the city.
This time it's a structure the city owns.
They've got to have adequate security, and I'll grant you that the mindless vacuum heads who make up most of these protests probably couldn't tell a plumbing truck.
Western Pennsylvania to celebrate right. something. These guys are coming from out of town to cause trouble. And, you know, when you think about it in that sense, it's not the same as having...
State troopers will be in Pittsburgh for the G20 summit. That's nearly a quarter of the entire state police force in what will be one of the largest deployments of state police in the force's history. Pittsburgh is looking to have as many as 4,000 police officers on hand during the summit.
Are actually very, very organized and very violent in their behavior. And if you see any type of force used by law enforcement...
Michelle, synagogues like the Tree of Life and others around the city are leaning heavily on the Pittsburgh Police Department to ease some of their fears.
Investigators have now learned that some protesters are already in town, and they are reportedly hiding and scouting possible targets.
A bunch of radical anarchists, maniacs.
They expect to come up during the Jewish high holidays, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. They are bookend holidays around G20, making worshippers feel like they're targets.
Oh, I know. There are a lot of heads of state going to be there. And let's just say it right here and now. Let's just say it. It is a terrorist's paradise.
When you tell people coming in for a summit that you can wear a mask as long as you're not doing a crime. You can carry pipes as long as you're not going to do a crime. Doesn't he realize that this
is a former Immaculate Heart of Mary Catholic School is big. And it's empty, and it's very close to downtown, a perfect training center for those who would like to cause damage to Pittsburgh during the G20 summit, just like they did in London and other cities.
Disturbing, disgusting aspect of their plan. Sources telling me the G20 protesters actually plan on storing and then using human waste to throw at police
People
officers.
People were charged with criminal trespass at a vacant school in Polish Hill. Three of them were from Sweden.